Well, Jim, let's get back to Israel now just for a moment. And there's so many things we could talk about as it relates to the tours that you lead there in the land of the Bible. But one of them has to be in a key spot for everybody to see would be the Western Wall Tunnels. I believe that's if I remember correctly, you're the master here, but if I remember correctly, that's an old Hasmonean water tunnel from Bethlehem over to the Temple Mount, about 2,000 years old. Is that correct?
That's correct, Dad. My first time there in those tunnels was back in 1984. They had just opened. The Western Wall Foundation, Heritage Foundation, hadn't even been established yet. That was established in 1988. But I had the privilege of being able to go back into those tunnels, and basically it follows the Western Retaining Wall. Now, that's the plateau on which the temple stood, of which Herod the Great, Herod the Master Builder, built this plateau. And so this tunnel follows that Western Retaining Wall, like you said, all the way up to that northern section, which runs into the Hasmonean Water Tunnels. And it is it's about 600 meters, I guess that's probably the distance, about 1,400 feet that goes from that one section. And you get to walk down and touch those stones that were carved as Herodian put them into place, as he quarried those stones, those limestone from the hills of Mount Moriah there, and brought them and put them in place, and he built that plateau.
Now, just a few moments ago, I was talking with David Dolan, a longtime friend of yours, Jim, and he introduced the new discovery there at the Western Wall, where you take our tour people every single time you go, and there they have a new discovery. Just quickly tell us about that.
Well, you know, archaeology is an evolving science. And over the years, when we first started going there, there was one level that you walked down. Now, the Western Wall that people see today is 65 feet tall. It goes below the ground level about another 50 feet, and that's how far they've gone down. They've uncovered about 8 courses that have been buried under the dirt for 1,700 years. And now they have these Herodian stones, and if you know anything, and Dave probably mentioned this, the stones of Jerusalem, the Jewish people highly revere those stones, and this is where their temple stood. So as they uncovered those stones, they found this Roman theater that was there. Again, the big mystery for most archaeologists is what took place after the destruction of the city of Jerusalem, until the Muslims came in about 683, I think they came in. So for those 400, 500 years, what did the city of Jerusalem look like? And they had known about this theater. Josephus Flavius, he was the Jewish historian. He had written about it. They could never find it. Both Charles Warren and Charles Wilson went 150 years ago. They were looking for this theater. And now they have brought it to light again, and it is amazing as they have looked at it, and it's giving them much more of a picture of what Jerusalem looked like after the destruction of the temple when the Jews were pushed out of the city, and that's when it really became a Roman city. It was actually named Aelia Capitolina, and so, but there's still a lot that's not known from 70 AD, well, basically from about 138 until about 683.
Jim, you're going to promise you're going to take all of our next tour people down to see that, will you not?
Oh, if you go with us, that is the most coveted visiting site in Israel with the Jews and the Christians. It takes about a year in advance to get a ticket. We're going to take you there.
Absolutely. And Stand in the Gap Radio, along with Sam Rohr and all the guys, and Prophecy Today are going to co-host a tour. It's upcoming in March of this next year. Call 423-825-6247. Ask for Jody. She'll give you all the information.